Welcome to 0 o'clock,
a podcast created to be a safe space to learn and grow. Grab your favorite drink and join us.
Now brewing, Butterfly Fly Away.
Welcome. I am your co-host, Kay.
And I'm your co-host, Carrot, and we're here with our Father's Day episode. I wanted to do a quick disclaimer because I know that these types of holidays can be difficult for people, and we all have people in our lives that plays different roles. So happy Father's Day to those filling that role in your life.
So whoever it is that fits this fatherly role for you, whether it's someone who is your birth father, someone who was a father figure to you growing up, uncle, whatever it is, happy Father's Day to them. And we hope you celebrate this holiday with a lot of love for these people in your heart, no matter who it is.
Yes. Before we get started, what are we drinking?
I'm drinking a nice coffee with the Chobani cold brew creamer. I don't know. I bought it the other day and I was excited.
Is it good? I want to try it.
It's strong. Mm. It's like coffee.
Well, I've decided to cut out coffee except for the weekends. And technically this is a Monday, but we have no school or work. So it's a weekend for me. So I'm drinking coffee.
Literally me.
Yeah, so it's my third coffee for the week, but it's okay.
That's fine.
But yeah, so for this episode, we planned it a while ago. Obviously, it's after Father's Day. Things got moved around, but we thought it would be fun to basically have like a survey / interview with our dads to see how well they know us. And I would like to say that I'm not surprised at half of the answers that my dad gave me.
Yeah, my dad surprised me with some of his answers. I didn't think he knew them. A couple of them I was like, are you serious, dude? Like, there's one in particular that I was so disappointed in. But I was like, fine, it's okay. I'm not going to comment.
My dad has always like done this though. If I like ask him certain questions, he'd always be like, your mom knows that. I don't know that. But that just goes back to how my childhood was, which we don't need to get into. We can just stay all like fun and fresh right now. There's no need to be all sad. So, but honestly, it was also nice to see how much my dad does know about me without me ever saying it. And I'm like, wow, you do pay attention to me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. How do you want to do it? Do you want to just read off the question and then we say what our dad said to it, or?
Yeah, that sounds fine with me. All right, I'll do the first question. Actually, the first one is our name, so.
Yes. My dad didn't even give my full name.
Oh, that's so true. This is so funny because when I asked my dad, he was like, do you want me to give you the legal one or the unlegal one? And I was like, what do you mean by that? And he has always said that he had given me two extra names, but mm-hmm. the US government forbid him from ever giving me those names, which is actually true. It's a funny story. I was supposed to have a middle name, but actually my first name now was technically supposed to be my middle name. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to have my mom's maiden name as my last name. But the legal system here complicated a lot of things. Mm-hmm. My first name now was actually written incorrectly in my birth certificate. So they had to go to the court and get it fixed. And then when they did that, they took off my first name, which is my mom's name. And then they went back again to mm-hmm. get my first name back. So I had a first, middle, and last name, but then they took off my mom's maiden name. And so my dad was so pissed. So they went back again to get it all fixed again, but then they were just like, we're just going to remove the two that we were originally going to have. So, which is why I don't have a middle name.
I see. Well, my middle name has always been part of my first name, but we just say it's my middle name. And I'm so surprised that my dad didn't say the full thing when he's the one that calls me that any other time. So how disappointing. Literally, because I did it, I was telling Kay that I needed to find a time where I'm alone with my dad, so I literally did it in the car on the way to the grocery store, mm-hmm. and I'm just staring at him when he said my full name, and I'm like, aren't you going to add anything else? And I didn't want to, like, say anything, because it's I want to see how well he knows me. I wanted to go by the rules that we didn't really make, so I didn't just say, like, are you sure that's my full name? So I just wrote it down, and I'm like, wow, I'm so upset right now.
Yeah. So much
sense. Next question. When is my birthday? When is your birthday? They better get that right. They did. Oh. But yeah, I was hoping, I didn't say like year or anything. He just gave me the month.
Yeah, me either.
But I would laugh because I feel like my dad would be the one to not even know the year. Like, he would get it mixed up.
No, I only asked what's my birthday. Like, I was doing this interview in Spanish, so the translation for it, it's like, literally just give me the day, don't give me a year.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he literally just gave me the day. But I know if I would have asked him for the year too, he would have known it from the top of his head. What disappointed me though was the next one.
What day of the week was I born? What was your dad's answer?
My dad said Wednesday. I was born on a Saturday.
Well, my dad, for my entire life, I thought I was born on a Tuesday. That's why Tuesdays were my favorite days. I was actually born on a Thursday. And then my dad's answer was, I don't know, maybe a Monday. And I'm like, you just picked the first day of the week. You didn't even think about it. And I'm just like, all right, whatever.
I'm crying. Yeah. Okay, next one. This is the one that disappointed me.
Oh, no.
What is our favorite color?
Purple. But that's because my room is purple. He has to know that it's purple.
My dad said blue. I've never liked that color a day in my life. I thought he was going to say, like, red. I would have accepted red because I actually, as a kid, I loved red. Pink is a very obvious answer for me. Purple, because now all of a sudden I'm getting all purple things, but he said blue. I was like,
he saw that sweater you're wearing.
I wasn't even wearing this that day.
That's so funny. Blue. Well, if my dad had said pink, I would have jumped out of the car. He knows that I hate pink. The next one is, this is what I mean by my dad knows nothing from my childhood. I asked him what were my first words, and he just said, I don't know.
Damn, you were real. You were real intelligent at this small age of, what age did we speak? 1.5?
Imagine if I actually said, I don't know. I feel like that would explain my whole personality.
So my mom ruined the answer for this because as I was asking this, my mom goes, your first word was mom, like, but in Spanish, mama. Mm-hmm. And my dad was just staring at her while he's trying to think. Like, he's actually deep in thought. Like, what were your actual first words? My mom's like, it was mama. And I was like, I
saw this thing on TikTok where a lot of babies, their first word is like dad or like the equivalent to whatever, because a lot of babies associate themselves as being part of their mom. So they can't identify that their mom's a different person. And that's why dad mm-hmm. is the first word that they say, because it's like the other person that's there. And I'm like, is this true? Because that's so weird.
Yeah. Well, that was my mom's answer. I just had to put it out there. My dad's answer, well, he was like, yeah, I guess it was mom. But he was like, but his actual answer was like, that I actually used to mix my words around because I used to live with my cousins and like, well, my aunt and uncle. And so all of them are older than me. And one of them is the youngest one out of them is only about 2-3 years older than I am, around there. Mm-hmm. So he used to like follow me around all the time and like care for me. So he's like an older brother for me. Mm-hmm. And so he obviously, because he had older brothers, he was already speaking English. But because my parents, their primary language is Spanish, like I was communicating with them in Spanish, mm-hmm. but I was living with people who were speaking English. So my dad said, because I was trying to learn both languages at the same time really fast, I mixed all of my words together. So I was speaking, like, it wasn't even Spanglish at this point. It was, like, gibberish. So he was, like, you were trying to say all the words at once. So, like, you really didn't, like, you were just speaking random words. So that was his answer. So I appreciate his answer more than my mom's, because it sounded like she wanted some credit. As you can tell, I always wanted to be the first in everything.
Okay, next question. I don't know if my dad knew this or if he just picked what I already am doing, but mm-hmm. the next question is, what did I want to be when I grew up? He said teacher, which I am a teacher. So did you say teacher because that's what I'm doing, or did you actually know that that's what I wanted to be?
Mm-hmm. So for this one, I thought my dad was going to be selfish and say his answer that I thought was going to be lawyer, because mm-hmm. ever since I was little, he wanted me to be a lawyer, but he surprised me. So obviously I asked him, what did I want to be when I grew up? And he was like, that I really wanted to be a teacher when I was little. So I was like, oh my God, you do remember that I did want to be a teacher before you wanted this unfulfilled fantasy of me being a lawyer. So that one was actually a surprising answer for me, because I really thought he was going to say lawyer. Oh, and I would have smacked
him. They pay attention to some extent. Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. What is my favorite dish? My dad said chow mein, which I guess it's okay, but like, how are you not gonna say chicken curry? Like, chicken curry's in my blood. Like, I don't even have blood. It's the curry that runs through my it's chicken curry that runs through my veins. How dare you say chow mein? And I'm like, okay, dad.
So my dad, his question was back to me when I asked him what's my favorite dish. He was like, now or back then? I was like, bruh, I don't know. He said now it's obviously Korean food, and he's so right, but that's thanks to him, because that's, he made me like Korean food. And then he said growing up I used to like a lot of soups, mm-hmm. but especially like the cup ramens. Mm-hmm. I used to eat those all the time when I was little, like all the time. So he was like, that used to be your favorite dish when you were little. And I was like, yeah, that's actually really true. That's all I ate pure plastic when I was growing up. Okay, next question. Where is somewhere we want to visit?
My dad said, I don't know again. How dare he? Which technically I don't really tell him where I want to go, because he doesn't let me go anywhere, so why would I tell him that I want to go somewhere?
So my dad said Seoul, but that I really want to go someplace, a city in Europe. I don't remember ever telling him that. Like, I don't know what he's talking about. I do want to go to Europe, but he was like really thinking hard. He was like, there's a specific place you want to go. I think it's Germany. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's not Germany. I don't think I want to go there. So I don't know what he's talking about, but he said Europe essentially. So that's true.
Next. At what age did I lose my first tooth? This was also an I don't know question, but I specifically like remember losing one of my, like, I didn't even like lose it where I like fell out on accident or whatever, it's or like naturally. I had a really like wiggly tooth and it wouldn't come out, so my grandpa tied a piece of string to my tooth and I just didn't want to do it. I did not want him to pull it out, and he was like, look, there's a snake, and I screamed and he yanks it out, and I'm like, why would I even fall for that? But
little
I know, but that's like one of the times I remember losing a tooth. I don't think that's my first time, but that's just what I remember.
Mm-hmm. My dad said 4. I don't think I lost my first tooth at 4. I'm pretty sure it was 5. But for those, I already don't know this, so I'm going to expose myself. He was originally going to say 3, because mm-hmm. technically that is actually the real answer, because I was a silver tooth girl. Because I have silver teeth. So I actually got surgery to get some of my molars removed when I was young, and they were replaced with silver teeth. So technically, that's the right answer, but I meant, like, my actual, like, teeth falling out. Yeah. He says 4. That sounds too little to me, so I'm pretty sure it was 5.
I see. Okay. I remember the basic, like, I bit into an apple and my tooth came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, my dad yanked my first one out. Like that. Like, but he did it with a piece of, apparently, like, you could do it with a piece of hair. So he, like, yanked a piece of my hair, pulled it over, and then, like, just.
I can, like, feel it. Oh, my goodness. It's such a horrible, weird feeling to have a weak tooth. And
I used to be so petrified because I was scared of blood. Like, that was my biggest fear. Like, blood anywhere? Mm-mm, no thanks. So I used to hate getting my teeth, like, pulled or anything. Mm-hmm. But then when I got. I think it was towards, like, the last 4 or 5. It was a couple of them. I found this trick that it, once they're, like, really wiggly, like, you can't do it when they're still, like, it has to be, like, towards the end of their lifespan. Mm-hmm. You grab your tooth, you twist it all the way around. Like, you literally do it, like, a 360, and it comes out by itself, and it doesn't hurt. Mm-hmm. True story.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I was, like, I used to be scared of pulling it. Like we tried so many different methods. I was petrified. And I forgot where I learned that. I think it was from a dentist or I don't know. But then I was, like, let me try it. And, like, you can literally just hear the click sound, like, after it's off. And then I used to pull my own teeth after that.
Oh, my goodness, no. I hate the idea of, like, teeth falling out. I hate going to the dentist. Like, I've never really had a fear of it, but I just don't like dealing with all of that. Mm-mm. And I think 2 weeks ago, one of my students, they, like, their tooth just fell out. And I'm like, I don't even want to talk to you right now. Like, I can't handle this. I was like, go to the nurse, please, because I don't know what to tell you. And then they came back with their little, like, cup that's shaped like a tooth and around their neck, and they're, like, jiggling it. And I'm like, why can't you just throw it out? Like, why do we have to keep it? I get it, you want to. Also, like, do they still lose teeth in 4th grade? I don't. Yeah. When do you stop?
I didn't stop until middle school. That was when my last tooth came out.
No way, really? Mm-hmm. I only remember losing 2 of my teeth. What happened to the other one?
Like, backed out, clearly.
No, I don't remember losing all my teeth. I only remember losing, like, the big, like, 3 events in my life with it. Every other time, I don't remember.
Okay. Anyways, the next question is, when did we hurt ourselves really bad as a child? This sparked a lot of debate in my household on whose fault it was. So, again, going back to me loving cup noodles as a kid growing up, this was back when I was still living with my aunt and my uncle. I lived there for the first 5 years of my life, so most of my stories are from that time. Mm-hmm. So we shared, like, a very small room with, like, my parents, but considering I was an only child, like, it was fine. Mm-hmm. And so my mom was cooking dinner, I remember, on a Saturday, and I was about 3 years old when this happened. So she was cooking dinner for my dad, and then I really desperately wanted my cup noodle. And I used to have, like, a little Snoopy table set, and I used to love to drag the chairs around. So my mom, she was so busy cooking, like, she would, like, just made my cup noodle really fast, but I was impatient and I wanted to eat it really badly. So I brought my chair and I put my cup noodle on my chair, and I was dragging the chair back to the room like I was,
oh my goodness,
like it was a stroller. Yeah. And so my mom, because she was so preoccupied on cooking, she didn't notice that I was leaving. Mm-hmm. And when I was trying to be so careful so it didn't drop. And as I'm pushing the chair, I guess it got stuck on, like, the wood or something. Because it toppled over, but it toppled towards me, not towards the other way. So all of the boiling water of my cup noodle, like, just dropped on my chest. And I, like, remembered vividly screaming so bad. Like, my dad, like, that was in the other room, like, came running. Mm-hmm. And my mom and everyone, like, dropped everything when they came to me. For about 5 years, I had a burn mark on my chest from the incident. It was like really big and it just started shrinking over time as I was growing. But yeah, that was like the really like vivid memory of me hurting myself really bad. My dad was sparking debate on whose fault it was. It was everyone's fault at this point, but that's his answer.
My dad said I never did, which is completely wrong, but I think he probably thought that I meant like if I ever like broke a bone or anything, because that's really bad, because every time I've hurt myself they never think it's as serious as I make it out to be. So for me everything has been really bad, but I don't think for him. But like the one time I remember, which I don't think my dad was there, maybe that's why he doesn't remember, but I used to live in the Bronx, like my grandpa was alive, I was there with my cousin and my grandma, and I, maybe that was it, but I'm sitting there minding my business, and my grandma's like stairs, the like sides were brick walls, and I don't even remember if my cousin and I were fighting, or if she's just a B-word and wanted to do it for no reason, but she came and slammed my face into the brick wall. I had blood everywhere, my tooth like cracked, my nose like is dented from it, and that was like my time when I was really young and I really really hurt myself, but I don't even know if my dad was there, so maybe he doesn't remember.
Mm-hmm. I still can't believe that happened.
That was horrible. Yeah. So bad. Maybe I lost a tooth then and I just don't remember.
Probably. Okay, next question. What's our lucky number?
My dad said, I don't know. It ain't that hard, Dad. It's literally the day of my birthday. Like, it's not that.
Okay, so this, I'm disclaiming, I didn't say it, my dad did. So this means it's been my lucky number for years, literally since I was born. My lucky number is 7. So once I get the 7 tatted on me, nobody better say shit that this was for BTS. No, it's my lucky number.
No, my lucky number is literally 8, which I don't even think it is. Like, I don't think I even have a lucky number. I just say that it's 8 because it's the day of my birthday.
It's either for me 7 or 24, which is it that complicated? It's my birthday. My birth month and my birthday.
Your birthday. Okay, next one. What shoe size are we? This one my dad said with, like, no, like, hesitation, 10. And I'm like, all right, I have big feet because of you. Thank you.
No, my dad said 7.5. I am not no 7.5. That is false. I'm either an 8 or 8.5.
Nope, I got those big feet for my dad. I'm a size 10. Okay, the next question, I don't blame him for not knowing because I don't really tell people. My usual answer is I don't like any, but I now have a favorite. So what is our favorite flower or plant? What is yours, Kay?
My dad said I don't know, but if he did know me, it's either any kind of succulent or eucalyptus.
Yeah, my dad said, I don't know. I don't blame him. And I really like sunflowers. I went through a summer where I just planted them randomly around my yard and they grew so big. And now ever since then, I just like can't grow them. I think it was just the one summer. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next one. Do we prefer coffee or tea?
I can't blame my dad because he's right. I do love tea. I've always loved tea, but I think my obsession for coffee started in college, and now I love iced coffees. So technically growing up, it was always tea. Like, I would drink tea anytime. So I wish he was able to elaborate and explain all of that, but I guess he doesn't know me that well.
No, mine is a very straightforward answer. It's coffee. I cannot stand the taste of tea. Only if I'm sick, I would drink some tea, but only then, on the verge of my deathbed.
Yeah.
Other than that, take that shit away from me.
Next okay. question. Do we prefer sweet, salty, or sour foods? I'm pissed off. No, and the thing is that at first he was starting to say salty. He's like, no, sweet. You like sweet things. And I'm like, okay, no, I like salty. Like, you should have stayed with your first answer, but whatever.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with this dude, because growing up, I used to get in trouble from him all the time for eating sweet things. So, like, he should know that I have a sweet tooth, like, really bad. I mean, considering I was a silver tooth girl for so long in my life, for that reason, he said sour. I am appalled by that answer.
They can be so tight sometimes. Like, the things that you would think that they would know, they don't. And then the things that you're like, they probably won't get it, they, like, really surprise you.
Like,
the next one. Okay. Do we prefer watching a movie or reading a book? He didn't even say watching a movie. He just said watching TV, which, like, I do like watching TV, but I love reading. Like, he gives me $100 every birthday and Christmas to go to Barnes & Noble and buy his books. And this fool is saying watching TV. That's not even a choice.
I'm crying. No, my dad really surprised me. Well, he didn't surprise me. I'm very obvious. So he said, literally, he said, read a book. You like to do both, but more reading a book, which is true. I do love watching movies and reading, but if I were to choose, I would read a book.
Yes. Next.
What's your favorite animal? My dad got it right. It's cats. I love cats.
My dad said, I don't know, which I don't blame him, because I don't really think I talk about animals, but he knows I have an elephant tattoo. So, like, you could at least guess or something. Or he could have at least just said any animal. But he just said, I don't know.
I'm crying. I like his answers.
The next one got me so annoyed. What was my favorite movie as a child? He said Dora. I'm like, Dad, not a movie. He's like, yeah, it is. And he's like, what's your favorite movie? I'm like, High School Musical. He said, that's not a movie. I'm like, yes, it is. He's not wrong. I loved Adora. Like, as a little child, like, I loved Adora, but that's not what the question was.
He's making up his own answers. Or his own questions. So my dad said The Lion King, which he's right, because I remember I used to have the DVDs for them, and I used to literally rewind the fucking tape just to rewatch Lion King over again. I remember taking that shit out, rewinding, then that shit back in, and watching it all over again. That's actually a vivid memory I have, and it's literally The Lion King, so I can literally recite it. I recite the whole
those
script.
Those were the days, just watching TV.
That or Garfield. I used to watch Garfield with my dad all the time. Yo, that shit was mad funny. I think that's where I started to love cats.
Oh, okay. Next one. What did we like to do for fun as a child? Yo, my dad couldn't have been. He said, I'm so upset. He said, play. Thank you, Dad. You're right. I did like to play. Thank you.
He was like, mic drop. I know you so well. I'm crying. Okay, my answer is, like, really embarrassing, though. So he said, I used to love to play kitchen, or my favorite pastime, I used to talk to myself in the mirror. He was like,
affirmations really young.
Girl, if only they worked, because I am the worst at taking affirmations. Okay, sidetrack. The other day, I was finishing up our bulletin board for the main office for the summer, because we did one for AAPI month, and so we want to keep the bulletin boards up for new families to come in and, like, see them. So we were doing, like, I decided to do a summer birthday theme, because, like, all of our summer birthday kids, like, won't see their, mm-hmm. you know, faces on our board like they do for everyone else. So I was like, oh, it'd be cute if they have something that stays up. And so I actually really like how it turned out, like, personally for me. Like, I was like, yeah, I did a lot of work for that, thanks. Mm-hmm. But then the other day, my boss, like, walks by, and she's like, wow. She's like, it came out really nice, Kay. Like, I love it. And I was like, really? But I second-guessed it. And she was like, yeah. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you. And she was like, yeah, you need to take a compliment better. And I was like, I know. Like, that's my biggest struggle. Wow. So I've only talking to myself as a little girl really worked, because clearly not.
That's so funny.
But yeah, that's actually a true story. I did talk to myself in the mirror a lot. That's what happens when you're an only child for 7 years.
That's true.
You start speaking to the walls.
I wonder what's my reasoning now. No.
Mood. Okay.
Now we're last.
The last one. Oh, my bad. Hold on, sorry. The last one is, what fears do we have? My dad struggled with this answer. He said a very, like, specific answer, and I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna ever say that in the interview. Like, it's no. Yeah. So he said thunder when I was little, or my battery dying. He's being dramatic. I could literally survive with my battery dying if I'm not at home. I think my true big fear is either rats, or this was the one I was thinking when he was saying, like, when I was thinking about this question, is failing. Like, my big fear is failing.
I'm sorry, I was caught off guard by rats.
Sorry, trigger warning.
No, I'm not scared of them. You just never said that you're scared of rats.
No. I live in the dirtiest city ever. I cannot see a rat, like, for the life of me.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, you want to know?
For someone who loved the joke, there's a rat in your freezer.
Okay, but that's a joke. Okay, funny story. Funny, but, like, traumatizing for me. Over the summer, I think about 2 or 3 years ago, I was back from college, and I was in my brother's room, and something just smelled off. Like, something just smelled like it died. And my brother's like, no, you're bugging. Like, there's no smell here. I don't know what you're talking about. I cleaned his whole, like, room. Like, I would, like, spray so much, like, Febreze in his room, like, candles all the time. Nothing was working. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is that smell? Mm-hmm. It was about 2 weeks later, and it started to get stronger. And I was like, something's dying in here. Mm-hmm. And I told my brother, I was like, I felt so bad after, but I was like, you need to take a shower. Like, I think it's you. Like, I was so pissed off. And then he goes and he showers. Couple of days later, it still smells. And I was like, damn it, it wasn't him. But then I was like, no, but it's summer. Like, he, like, has a strong body odor if he, yeah, like, over the summer. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you need to shower. You need to. And he was like, I already did. And I was like, no, you need to do it again. And so he goes and showers again. Nothing. And I was like, no, like, this is bad. Like, I don't know what it is. And I told him, I was like, you need to clean your bed. Like, maybe that's what it is. Maybe something is under your bed and it's like offing the smell. Like, I thought it was like rotten food. Like, honestly, I really thought it was rotten food. And he was like, I don't need to move my bed. You are like, nothing is smelling really bad. And I was like, move your bed. And he was like, no. And I was like, fine, I'll move it. So I literally move his bed. Like, I pushed the bed. My parents were home. I let out the biggest scream. Like, you don't understand. I literally screamed and jumped and ran out of my room because there was a dead rat under his bed.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't Crunchies take care of that?
We think that she had probably played around with the rat, but she doesn't eat them. Like, she only plays with them. And we haven't had rats in, like, a really long time because of her. Because they sent her, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so they never came. So we don't even know where she got it from. And so we think that she was playing around with it and took it over there and just left them there.
Oh, my goodness. That.
So, yeah. So aside from the fact I hate rats, but that traumatized me to the point where I think there's always a rat under my bed or something.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
Yeah. So, well, just talking about it is making my heart race.
Well, my dad didn't say the answer that I thought, but that's also because my fear of S-worded animals grew a lot in college, and I don't know why. So that's like my current fear right now. But the fear that I've had my entire life, and I still have it, is the dark. And I literally sleep with the nightlight. I used the one that Kay got me in college because Kat wasn't there for senior year, and I was like, I'm just leaving her by myself. So she got me a nightlight, and I literally still use it every single day. I cannot sleep without a nightlight. So did I just expose myself? Whatever. But that's what my dad said, and he's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, my dad said my phone dying. That's not true.
But yeah.
Well, this was really fun. Like, I didn't expect a couple of answers from my dad. Like, that was really interesting to see that, like, he does pay attention. But some of them, I was just like, wow, men are really useless.
I know. They really can't know the smallest things. But oh, well.
That does not surprise me at all.
It does not.
But anyways, even though it's after Father's Day, I'm taking them out to dinner, my dad and my uncle, because my uncle has been living with us for the past couple of months, and he's been living away from his daughters for a couple of months now, so I feel for him. I know that's probably rough now, like, seeing everything, so yeah, I'm gonna take them out, have some bonding time. We're probably gonna eat Korean food because that's all my stomach can handle. I'm kidding. No, but we all love Korean food, so
that's nice. Yeah, I took my dad out. I and my brother and my grandma came along, but we went out on Saturday and we got him a new vacuum for Father's Day, and he loves it, and he made me vacuum all the rugs yesterday with it. But yeah, so that was our Father's Day this year. And usually, like, I don't take him out. We just get him a gift. I don't know what inside of me told me to take my dad out, but I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Because you just have the urge.
Yeah.
Anyways. That was our Father's Day episode. Update. There's no updates. Just catches on the flip side.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're gonna record before this even happens, but Kat, Kay, and I are reuniting for Kay's birthday, so I'm excited for that. I'm actually literally about to leave for Boston with my girlfriend. So that's my plan for the day, even though I'm like thinking that the traffic is going to be crazy today.
Oh, yeah, because...
Yeah, but it's fine.
Their mom's leaving.
Yes. School ends for me this week, and then I'm off for 2 weeks before summer school. So those are all my updates. Other than that, I have nothing else to say.
Yeah, well, I gotta hurry it up, and we're doing pack up this week, in the middle of the last week of school. I'm having my founder's dinner tomorrow, which I'm really excited about because it's our last dinner as just us as 11 staff. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bittersweet, but we actually met with some of the new hires about 2 weeks ago, and they're all like super nice. I finally found another Gen Z. She's going to be our teacher in residence. And so I'm really happy because she's like so chill. And then I met someone that's getting added to our team. Mm-hmm. And she's also like really nice. And I really can't. Oh, this is my big update, actually. Yeah, that promotion I was talking about, I didn't get it. And it took a lot for me to get over, but talking to like my support system here and my mentors at work as well, like I learned to take that not as a failure, which is, you know, the big fear I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I learned to not take it as a failure, but as a growing step in my life and in my career. And meeting the person that, you know, is getting added to our team, I just know I'm gonna also learn a lot from her. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait because there is a lot of opportunity for growth where I'm at. And next year, the position that I originally applied for is opening up, like, for real. This year it was kind of tricky just because like we're such a small school, so they really don't have the budget to add me on in that position, but I am staying on the team as my current position, so not all is lost. And so hopefully over the next year I am able to grow and strengthen my skills a lot more. So yeah, I really can't wait to like see what else comes. And yeah, so tomorrow, again, it's going to be really bittersweet because after tomorrow, it really is just going to be a team of 24. And every year we're going to keep growing and growing. But like, you know, this is the last time we're really going to just be us as tight-knit as possible. And we have like really strong relationships. So we really hope that like that transfers over the next following years. Which is the really good thing about being a founding school. Like, you can really take part in what the kind of culture you're going to be in.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. And then after that, I'm out to Mexico.
That's so fun. Yeah. And I have like a wedding to go to this weekend. And then on Sunday, I leave for vacation. I'm going to Cape Cod. And then my big like work update is I thought I was going to have to leave schools and whole new grade level, which I'm still in a new grade level, but I'm at my current school. I'll be teaching first grade. So I'm excited. New things are coming.
It's like you're going to be teaching my kindergartners now. I can't wait for them to be in first grade.
I'm excited. But those are all the updates I have.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know how Mexico goes. I don't know how I'm gonna make it in 2 weeks. I'm going to different states in 10 days.
So. It'll be fun though. Yeah. When do you leave again?
Next Monday, in a week. So.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Yeah. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm gonna go to the beaches, so I'm gonna come back really tan.
Oh, yeah.
I need to make sure people know I went out. but yeah. Okay. So we have reached the end of today's special episode.
Follow us on Instagram, 0 o'clock podcast.
And our Twitter, 0 o'clock pod. And we'll be back. This is actually day 6 of BTS on hiatus, and there's so much already going on. So that's how I'm going through my days.
Yeah, we'll be back soon.
See you. Bye.